If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
WDAF FM and HD1 Liberty from the Pinnacle Bank Studio.
The Wolf. Things to know on the go.
Russell Dickerson tickets. That's what you need to know on the go. We're going to give you a pair of those. He's going to be at the Uptown Theater on October 23rd. That'll be a great show. I like Russell. He was one of our acoustic Christmases a couple of years ago, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Really good. The Royals, the Yanks got their brooms out. They swept the Royals last night. They won 4-3, beat them all three games in the series. They will start a four-game series with the Tigers tonight in Detroit. Game time is 5:40 our time, and that's the first pitch. Is it Lufthausen? What's his name? Lowenstein?
Lorenzen.
Lorenzen, that's it.
Lowenstein?
I don't know. I didn't picture.
Is he a financial company?
He is. J.G. Wentworth. No, he's not. But Lorenzen is on the mound for the Royals.
Oh, goodness.
If you bought any baby food at Target, you might want to take a look at it. It's recalled due to lead. That's bad. Lead, bad for babies. There's a shocker for you. The Fry Festival 2 has been postponed.
I think it's called Fire Festival.
Fry. Yeah, it is fire. I got the R and the Y mixed up.
If there was a Fry Festival, we'd all be a part of that. That'd be popular as hell.
The Baked Festival. The Fire Festival, too, has been postponed until a, quote, later date.
Oh, until they can actually get their stuff together? Okay.
There's more than just one rapper there. Let's see. There's a new report out from Sao Paulo, Brazil, that 8 alcoholic drinks a week can contribute to dementia. What about 8 alcoholic drinks a day? What does that do to you?
Well, you have no memory, apparently.
Apparently not. And today is Holy Thursday or Maudy Thursday. I had to look up Maudy because I didn't know, I've never heard of that before, but they call it Maudy Thursday because Maudy comes from the Latin word mandatus, I think is what it was. And that means commandment. It's when Jesus gave everybody the new commandment.
Okay.
So Holy Thursday today. And there's what you need to know on the go.
Coming up in your hashtag Nash. No one knows who this artist is in Nashville. We all know this person. They do not.
Okay. They're looking for Kid Rock.
They're looking for Kid Rock, but ain't happening. All right. And speaking of that, the little mix-up here with some more confusion. This guy keeps getting mistaken for another country artist in his own hometown.
Oh, that's not good.
This is, you see the theme happening here, right?
Yeah.
And finally, this guy debuted two new songs at his brand new bar, but he did say this might be really bad. So,
oh boy,
we'll get to all of that coming up in just two songs. I'm going to go ahead and let you correct yourself.
Apparently, I'm halfway to hell. No, I said Maundy Thursday, which is It comes from the Latin word mandatum, which means commandment. There you go.
Somebody did text in. I was like, well, it says it on the sheet with an N, so I'm pretty sure said it. You just said it wrong, maybe.
I said it wrong, and sorry about that. Our friends who listen, much, much smarter than
well, they're than just we better are, Catholics so. Than you, that's all.
That's
on the Catholic scale, they're at like an 11, and yeah. you're at like a 2 right now.
I know.
All right?
It's a bad deal.
All right, let's do this, Nashville.
From Nashville, Tennessee.
Right here in Nashville.
Music City.
So, Luke Combs, I feel like, has been opening up this big grand opening for his bar called Category 10.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this has been, like, the third grand opening, but I'm pretty sure it's not. Anyway, he went on stage to test out a couple of new songs he's been working on. He did say, this might be really bad. I was just messing with this in the green room, and it's hard to kind of sing, but I wrote this with my buddies Dan Isbell and Jacob Davis, who is Jordan Davis's brother, by the way.
Oh.
He says, I'll just play a little verse, you know, right now, see what you think of it. If that wasn't enough of a special treat for the crowd, he played a second work in progress as well. Neither one of these songs have a title, I would tell you, but they just don't have it. But here's the first one that he said was very, very hard to sing. Check it out.
You're the kind of woman make a man rethink something. That makes a mate of mine start questioning.
Okay, maybe it's because of all those words in there. I don't know.
Hard to sing. Sounds like he's screaming at us.
Well, let's see if the second unnamed track is a little better.
Okay,
here it is.
Right.
Radio, please stand on. Don't take your girl. You can't stand the thought of losing his or her. There's a cold fix thing. Things gone.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. I kind of like that. I know the sound quality's not great, you know, but you're going off of like cell phone footage type thing there. So understand that it can be a little off on times. So the other Luke, Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
He keeps getting mistaken.
For who?
Blake Shelton.
What the hell?
And even in his hometown, he explained this. If you watched him on Jimmy Kimmel Live, here's what he had to say.
The guy looked at me and he's like, you are Blake Shelton's doppelganger. And I got my sunflower seeds. And he goes, could you imagine what it would be like to have Blake Shelton's money? And I said, oh, what it must be like.
That has to be so great.
That's
right?
Funny, actually.
That happened at a gas station, kind of where near Luke Bryan's house. So
you know, the funny thing about it is they're buddies. You know, they've hosted a couple
Absolutely
shows together.
They are.
They're buddies, yeah.
Absolutely, they are. And finally, speaking of mistaken identity, how about nobody knows who Hardy is in Nashville? Yeah, he was cruising down Nashville, pulling up to various people, and you'd be surprised how many people had no idea who he was. Well, to be fair, some people recognized the country star, but more than you think had absolutely no clue who he was. Some people yelling out his name, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
But then there was one couple who stared straight at him for 10 very uncomfortable seconds, and the woman who walked right up to his car asked, who are you? Hardy's answer, your mom.
Well, that's mean.
That's actually very mean.
<It's> mean.
That's not nice at all. I wish I hadn't read that, Hardy.
Your mom.
Good for you,
Hardy.
No, you're literally so nice. You can't be mean like that. That's Zeke's job.
It is my job.
Can't do that.
Exactly.
Anyway, Hardy's going to be here at T-Mobile Center August 14th if you want to see him. And that is your hashtag Nash on 106.5 The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.